I asked Leshman, who had done several combat tours in Afghanistan, if he thought a new Cold War was coming to the North. He laughed. "Man, look at this." He spread his arms wide, taking in the empty tundra, the Rangers, the paper Russians. "What would anyone do up here? Tanks driving around, soldiers, planes?" He turned to Akitik. "What do you say, Marv? You ready to fight the Russians?" Akitik grinned up from his notebook. "Too much hassle." "From a military standpoint, it doesn't make much sense, eh?" Leshman said. "You've seen how much time we spend out here just doing basic stuff. You've seen how often our stuff breaks down, how much work it takes to survive. Ain't no war coming up here." The Canadian Rangers had been created during the first Cold War, when military planners, worried about ballistic missiles and the space race, had looked at the Arctic and seen a vulnerable back door. But the Rangers themselves were never intended to battle invading armies. Even now, the eyes and ears of the North are far more likely to watch for passing ships, the Chinese icebreakers, cargo vessels, and cruise ships that are expected to appear in ever greater numbers as the ice disappears.